Back to the sword fighting.
Go ahead.
So it's dangerous stuff. So yeah. How much of it that we see are extra, are stunt fighters, or how much do you boys do?
None. It's all us. We do it all ourselves.
All
we
of
did.
It.
Yeah, we did. We did what we call boot camps. So like for a week before we started filming each season, we'd get in and sort of, you know, they put us up in a beautiful castle and, you know.
A week doesn't sound very long to me.
It probably won't, but it wasn't for me, because I found it really difficult to start with. I still do now. But it was, I mean, it was good. It was the most valuable week of the entire shoot, really. It really got us up to speed.
I just want to speak to our director. Derek, I'm sorry to disrupt your cameras, but if you could just turn the cameras round to the back of the studio. Stay there. All of you people. They just want to say this. It's very distracting. There are like 70 women gathered in the studio today, all right, and they're all adoring. And as soon as I mention them, they run, and they're all. Steve, go to the left. Look, they're everywhere. Who are these? They don't even work here, these people. Right. Well, what, that's pathetic.
This must happen to Luke
here,
a lot.
All here to see me this morning. Unbelievable.
So how exciting that, Eamon said, a lot of, you know, boyhood dreams to be a musketeer. When you got that call, how did you feel?
No, it was great. It was awesome. I loved it. I mean, you know, it's one of those, I mean, that's kind of, When I first got the role, you know, I knew the sort of the task that was at hand. You know, I knew how physical it would be. And when you meet him, he's just sort of like he's just a nobody really. He's a farmer, you know, with his father, and the reason he goes to Paris is to sort of avenge his father's death. And then obviously he gets involved with the other three musketeers. They take him under their wing, and you know, the rest is sort of. Yet to be seen.
And what about off camera, you boys? Are you friends? Did you have time to hang out?
Oh, yeah, we do all the time. Yeah, I mean, because we worked together so much and we were always, you know, in, you know, 85% of the scenes we were in together. It was brilliant. You know, we had so many laughs and giggles and, you know.
It's set in Paris. Where did you actually film it?
We filmed in the Czech Republic.
All over
the Czech Republic. It actually lends itself very well to 17th century Paris. Course, there's churches and, you know, monasteries and beautiful castles and stuff everywhere.
Yeah, it looks absolutely brilliant.
It is.
What about you? What do you do about this? Where do you go after this one?
After this?
Yeah. Mm.
That remains to be seen, I think. I'm currently shooting a TV show for the BBC five-part drama called Our Girl.
With Michelle Keegan.
So that follows her. She plays a female medic.
So that's South Africa.
Medic in the army.
Is that South Africa?
It was. Yeah, we did 2 months in Cape Town, South Africa.
Look, there's. Is that Michelle?
No, that's Michelle.
She's unrecognisable. No, that's a shame. So you get your soldier in this, presumably.
I play a special forces commander in the SAS. Mm.
Exciting.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to? We had Pixie Lott in earlier, and she was saying just like how unbelievable it is for her to play Holly Golightly on the West End stage. Yeah. That just happened to be her ambition. Mm. What about you? Where does it go?
I think the end goal is just. I mean, I just want to just keep working. You know, just keep doing it, and just sort of keep expanding.
Keep a job.
Yeah, exactly. Just keep trying to, you know, expanding the range, and you know, just kind of. Just have a solid career, really. You know, explore.
I think Hollywood will be beckoning soon, don't you?
Well, I would think so.
I hope so. As well.
Look, it's Saturday nights, of course, 8:30, BBC One, yes. The Musketeers. An absolute pleasure over the past two series and into this third one. Good luck with whatever lies ahead.
Yeah, and don't miss it, because it's the final series.
You don't fancy jumping out of a plane in weeks to come if you're free or anything.
I wouldn't mind. I've been wanting to do a skydive for a while, actually.
I think
you might be so sorry you've just said that.